Yvonne, thank you all for joining me today on Pop Culture Unplugged.
Oh my gosh, no, thank you for having me.
Exciting times. I've been following you for a little while now, and in the last few days, I've been watching all the clips you've been posting and everything. How's your life in the last 2, 3 days with everything with Avatar, The Last Airbender on Netflix?
Exciting. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I was very nervous, like as we all were when it was release date. We're like, hopefully everybody likes it, but the response has been overwhelmingly positive. So we're thrilled, and to finally see it all come together. I've only seen the first episode when I was at the premiere, and now I'm seeing the whole thing. And yeah, it's been great. So I get to watch it with everybody else. It's really fun.
So, yeah, I watched the first 2 episodes. I want to take my time with it because sometimes
For sure.
I love binging shows, but sometimes you just want to take your time with them too, just to enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes you binge and then you're like, okay, now I got to restart because there's stuff I missed.
Right.
I always call it like the mole eye syndrome. Like if I'm really into something, I won't come up for any error or light. So then by the time I'm done, it's like I don't know where I am anymore. But anyway.
Exactly. We're gonna jump into the show in a little bit more, but I was doing some research on you. I need to know really quick your journey to the acting world from finance into acting. Like, what happened? What made you get into that kind of a jump?
No, fair question. so I was working in mergers and acquisitions for a company over in Calgary where I'm born and raised. Love my coworkers, love the job. It wasn't anything about that, but I always really had a love for acting since I was young. And I was in a course called the CFA. For those who know, it's like this really grueling study schedule. So I was working during the day, studying at night, then studying on the weekend. And then as a stress relief, I decided to take another course, which was an acting class.
All right.
So I set aside one evening and I started going back into acting because I'm like, I just need something creative. Like this is so a lot for me right now, and I just need something for myself, something different. And then I just really fell in love with it. Really fell in love with it to the point where I was like, you know what, I can't get it out of my head. Gonna take a leave of absence, gonna pack up my car, go to Vancouver on a whim and see what happens. And yeah, I'm very, very, very lucky.
Yeah, and what's great about your career too, when I was like doing a little more research, like you've done the acting, writing, producing, directing. It's like so many hats. Like, is there like a favorite that you like the most out of all those, or it's just a little bit of everything?
I mean, acting always. That's always going to be, I think, my number one love. I really love directing. I got to direct a couple shorts, and thankfully got to shadow direct on Kung Fu as well. They were really gracious with that. What I love about directing is like you're kind of there from cradle to grave of the show in the creative process, and really helming the story from a visual perspective of trying to craft that is great. So I would love to do more of that in the future. And the writing and producing just come along with it, you know. I love writing too. Producing, to be honest, is not my favorite, but it's a job that needs to be done, and I really admire those who are very, very, very good at it.
Now that you've had a little bit of taste, a little bit of everything now, is there like a certain goal that you want to hit someday or a certain role that you want to try to get your hands on?
Oh, you know, it's interesting when there's so many answers to that, truthfully, because there's so many things I would love to play. Sometimes as an actor though, you just kind of feel like, man, there's so many things I've gone out for that I would love to do, but ultimately it's not my decision. Not at this point anyway. I mean, it'd be great to get to a point where I can actually see and choose certain projects I want to do, but right now I'm hoping that I'm invited to collaborate with people. And I'm always gracious and always grateful for the opportunity because I love it in any form, really. I hope that doesn't seem like a cop-out answer, but it is truly how I feel. So yeah, I just hope I get to do more and more variety of different things. That's always kind of the dream, I think, for any actor.
Any comedy that you want to try to hit? Because I've noticed like you've done more of like serious roles in every
Right.
action, everything, a little bit of that, but about comedy. Have
Good
you thought
point.
about
I
that?
would love to do comedy. I would love to do comedy. I think it's like one of the hardest things to do. But it's so much fun. So if I ever get the chance to do that, yeah, absolutely.
One question I want to get in here real quick. How was your time at Kung Fu? Because that was an amazing show.
It was so good. It was so good. And I miss all the whole team. I miss them so dearly. But you know, we had a really great 3 seasons together, and it was a character that I will always love, and I'm so thankful I got to play because her journey was nuts. It came in as like the villain of season one to the
Right.
anti-hero to redemption. And I'm, yeah, it's always going to have a special place in my heart for sure.
And what's great is I had a good following too. There's always gonna be a
Yeah.
fandom in that show.
Yeah. They were wonderful. They were so much fun to interact with while we were filming and to talk with them as the episodes were airing.
Right. So yeah, let's jump into The Last Airbender now.
Sure.
Really quick, how were you approached for this series?
Michael approached me, Michael Goy. So he ta we worked together actually on Kung Fu.
Okay.
And he's fantastic. He's fantastic. So I really enjoyed working with him and his vision. And then he was working on this show and he talked about Kyoshi and I was like, yes. Like there's no other answer that anyone should give other than a yes for that. So I'm just so thankful that he really championed me for this role because I love her. I love Kyoshi.
So that's amazing. So here he had it penned out. He wanted you for this role.
Thankfully, yeah, that he saw me in the role, I guess, from what we worked on together before. And again, I'm just really grateful that he did because what a show and what a character.
So what drew you to this role of Kiyoshi, especially going from like, an animation to like a live action now?
Well, I mean, as any fan of the original cartoon would say, it's an incredible cartoon.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's the story and the characters are rich. Kyoshi books are phenomenal. Like they're such good reads. If anyone hasn't read them, I highly recommend it. And she's a rich character with
Yeah.
a really interesting story. So I mean, it's a no-brainer, right?
Right. And what's funny too, like I was doing a research on this character too, and they said there's a lot of like there's kind of like a little spin-off about her, but not too much. Like, would you ever consider something like that with this character?
Course I would. I mean, I don't know if any of that would be in the plan. I know some fans have said that they would love to see that. I would love to see that as a fan of myself. Yeah, of course I would. Of course I would consider it.
Now, how did you prepare to play a role like this?
I rewatched the series
Okay.
because for me it was really important that she served that story and what needed to be done for what I call the era of Aang. It has to be about this and giving the credence and the attention deserved on the original book one, two, and three of how she was portrayed in that. I reread the books as well to really get a sense of her and then to understand what facets of her would serve best in this story of where she's coming from in her time with Aang. So that's how I prepared for it. And then on top of that, like going in and putting on the costume and the makeup really just sealed the deal for me. I mean, it was so fun to actually step into the skin of who she is. And that's how I kind of figure it, you know, the costume and the makeup is the skin of the character. So that really just rounded it all out.
How was the collaboration with like with Michael? Like, did you have any input on the character, like certain things to add or take away from the book or the old series or vice
Well,
versa with him?
what's really lovely is that I talked to Albert as well, the showrunner,
Okay.
and he had a really lovely chat with me right before we started the series, and we discussed, you know, how she'd be coming in, what she'd be looking like. But he was great. Like they're just so open to collaboration, and on the day, it was kind of like just feeling in the moment of what felt right for the situation, and what Aang would need to hear at that time, given the pressure of what was happening to Kyoshi Island at the time that we were talking. And
Yeah.
what would really propel him to do what he needs to do. So that's how we kind of came to the decision of what how Kyoshi would be presented, you know, as a first run for episode two.
So Kiyoshi, what's great about her is like her strength, we said earlier, wisdom. I wrote some things down here for you, like problem solving. Like, what did you like about her qualities, the portrayal of this character?
Oh, there's so much. I mean, honestly, I could go on for a long
Yeah.
time because in the books too, it really shows her from her characterization is really fleshed out there, but it goes from her being, you know, from a house girl servicing in the mansion to how she develops when she finally learns that she is the Avatar to her crazy, I guess, introduction to Avatarhood. She had to do and go through a lot of turmoil in order to understand where what her role was as the Avatar. And then she had a lot of like great people that came into her life. I don't want to spoil the book for
Right, yeah, I don't
anybody.
want
I
to give out
think
too many
people should just
spoilers, yeah.
really should just really want read it because it's so great. But in all of that, like, sorry, the question was in preparing for the role again.
Yeah, like how did you like the what did you like about her qualities of this character?
I mean, it's all of it because there's so many facets to her. She's a well, fully realized, human being in the story. And there's this idea of her too, of how she was as the Avatar that I really wanted to honor as well. So for me, that was what I really grabbed onto for her.
This Avatar has a huge fandom now. Any pressure trying to bring this character to life? Like, was there a certain thing going through your head? Like, I don't want to screw this up, that
Yeah,
type of thing.
I'm just nodding yes in agreement. Because look, I'm a fan of it too, and I don't want to screw it up. I definitely don't want to screw it up for anybody else. And I know that everybody works so hard to get it, right, and to honor what it was for the original series. So I think everybody came in with so much passion and so much respect for the original cartoon, and the source material, that none of us wanted to screw it up. So yeah, there was definitely those nerves there for sure.
We talked about spoilers, and I know we don't want to give out too much, but like, is there a particular scene or moment in this series that sticks out to you that means to you a lot?
Ooh, to
I
be
know
honest,
episode two was great with you in it.
yeah,
That I'll tell you.
thank you so much. This is gonna sound funny, but like, I die every time I see Appa. So cute. Like, I have like that aggression cue where I just want to reach to the screen and give him a big hug. Seeing those animals come to life has been really, really cool. And honestly, like, I'm binging, trying to binge the show right now. I'm at episode 5 right now. I'm in the middle of it. So that's a question I think I'll have to come back and answer at some point, because I need to give that more thought and to see the whole thing.
Have you had any feedback from like fans about this character? Have you heard any, what have you heard so far the last 24 hours?
I mean, thankfully so far they seem really happy.
Good.
So that was like a huge, like, whoo, out of my chest. Yeah, so I'm really thank God. But yeah, I mean, I really have to give a huge thanks to just everyone at the whole team. They really are so supportive of trying to stay as true as we could, again, to what who and what the characters are. And they really brought it all together. It was a team effort for sure.
Was most of the stunts your work?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, except for like the big, wire poles,
Right.
I didn't do any of that. That was my wonderful, wonderful stunt double. But yeah, it was fun to be able to kind of just do the swirling and to know that all the elements were going to be there.
Awesome, amazing. I don't want, yeah, like I said, we can't give out too much.
I
I
know.
want people to come in to watch this. So now what's next for you now? Any other projects you're allowed to tell us about that you're coming out or you're working on?
I am working on something that I hopefully will be announced soon. I'm having a great time on it, but I can't say right now. Other than that, I'm just continuing to do some writing, do some producing with some friends of mine. There's a docuseries that I'm really hoping that we can push further on with a dear friend of mine. She has a podcast called Reppin', which is fantastic. And so we're taking that podcast and saying Reppin' on the Road and bringing it to a docuseries. And
Oh,
it's Yeah, it's documenting some really wonderful people who have made a huge impact on their communities, through their businesses, through their work. And so we can highlight more of that. It's a great way of representation, another form of it.
amazing. Amazing. Yvonne, lastly, now, how can the listeners and the viewers that tune in to watch this, how can they find you on social media, keep up with you, and keep up with those clips that you've been
Yeah,
dropping the last few days
sure.
also?
So I'm more heavily active on Instagram, and that's YP Chapman. And then on Twitter, it's Yvonne_ Chapman, because the one's underscore was taken. So when I made it, I was like, all right, just put two. Anyway, but that's where they can find me.
Amazing, man. I want to thank you for giving me a few minutes today and good luck. And hopefully we get a season two out of this and we see you more.
Oh, thank you so much, and thanks for having
Thank
me.
you.